A major report into Australia's flagship youth mental health program, Headspace, has revealed it's only providing a small benefit to clients. The independent report has found about a quarter of its patients significantly improve, while the mental health of others goes backwards while they're receiving treatment. Here's political reporter Dan Conifer.
Sydney woman Rachel Laidler had tried to overcome mental health problems since her teenage years. She'd suffered depression, anxiety and bipolar disorder, and the psychiatrist she saw and the medications she took didn't seem to work.
I'd been experiencing a lot of really distressing things that I was a bit afraid of and I didn't know how to explain. And in dealing with that, I started drinking really heavily, because I didn't have or I didn't know what supports were available to me.
About 3 years ago, a friend recommended she visit a Headspace centre. She did and says it's helped turn her life around.
Really fantastic clinicians and some support services who really listened to what I needed. Instead of telling me, this is what you need, they said, what do you want? What can we help you with? And that was a phenomenal driver for me, I guess, in developing my own confidence.
The 24-year-old is now on the organisation's youth reference group and a proud advocate for its services. But her experience is not universal. A report by the University of New South Wales for the federal government shows the mental health of about 1 in 10 patients significantly deteriorates during treatment. Deborah Rickwood is Headspace's chief scientific advisor.
Well, obviously it's not good enough, and we would like to be able to meet the needs. You know, all services want to be able to address all the needs of young people.
The evaluation found no consistent patterns of improvement in drug and alcohol use, social inclusion or physical health. And it concludes Headspace has a small program effect, saying results are marginally better than people getting no treatment or being treated privately.
It's not surprising, and it's an average effect, and an average effect over a large number of young people with a very, very diverse range of presentations.
The taxpayer subsidy for sessions can exceed $500 at some centres, while the average in 2013-14 was just under $340. Professor Rickwood again.
Absolutely, it's an issue, and part of that is due to clearly the cost of a service in the middle of Sydney or Melbourne versus the cost of a service in Broome is going to be very different.
Professor Ian Hickey is co-director at Sydney's Brain and Mind Institute, which runs the Camperdown Headspace Rachel attends. He says people need to know if their local centre is performing.
Australia is a really different place from place to place. The danger of averaging things up is you can hide the fact that some centres are doing well, but others are not really performing. And we need to know at the regional level, and Australians need to know, is this working in the Gippsland? Is it working in Western Sydney? Is it working in Northern Queensland?
Professor Ian Hickey ending Dan Conifer's report. And if you're concerned about yourself or someone you know, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.